I have him.
Did you get a chance to come back again?
I didn't come back again, but I went in next door.
Oh, okay.
Nobody there.
Right.
Look around and see what I'm hearing.
Hello.
Hey, John. Tom's here.
Still working.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm well.
So you do this for pleasure?
We're just sort of gathering.
Keep my nose and ears on.
Okay.
But she didn't call back.
Reading an order and see if I still understand this stuff.
Are you going to hear that?
We've got Mr. Mattson, Pfeffer, Roberts, Jaeger. One, two, three. So we have five.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And George Diltz is here.
I'm sorry.
I was mentioning to John, we dialed up John Jarrell.
Oh, is he there already?
He's right here.
Okay.
Five.
We're,
do you want to start the meeting?
We'll start in, it's 7 o'clock, right?
We'll
get John a second.
Okay. No, I'm good. It's 7 o'clock. I'm ready.
No, John Mattson is talking to someone in the audience. We'll give him just a second.
You know, John, you're not the only John.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yes, he is.
I'm the only J-O-N John.
Right, yeah, this is true. Yeah,
we'll be re-advertised, I guess.
Tom, could you turn up the volume on the phone so that John picks up a little better
sure.
on the recording?
Put him back. You want me to call him on my cell phone? You put the phone over there?
Thank you.
That'd be better?
No, it just needs to be just from the mic. That'll work.
Got it.
John Drell, try your testing. 1, 2, 3. So Denise.
1, 2, 3. How do you hear me?
Much better.
You're
thank
shaking
you.
Your head. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Are we ready? 7 o'clock.
We're on the record.
All right. Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today is Monday, November 25th, 2019. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat. And the notice of an agenda for this meeting is posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Dr. Lewis?
Absent.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Absent.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Absent.
And Mr. Jaeger?
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. I'll run down the agenda very briefly. New business vouchers. We had one. Meeting minutes of October 28th. We will approve them. There are no resolutions to be adopted. And I guess we'll deal with this piece right away. Public hearing for Donald Baker was scheduled for today, and we're not going to be having the hearing. And I notice we have one gentleman in the public who was with us last month specifically. No, I'm looking at the gentleman behind you.
I'm sorry.
Because he had come last month for the hearing, and we told him to come back this month. And now he's back again, so I need to explain that we are not having the hearing tonight. And Mr.
Yeah, Tom, can I make a suggestion? Explain the reason we're not having the hearing.
Yes.
Is not simply because the applicant on a whim decided they didn't want to have the hearing. It's because that we found out that we'd only have five board members because one of our board members got injured today and another board member, something came up at the last minute. And so that was, instead of bringing all the professionals out and charging the applicant's escrow account for that, Denise called the applicant, explained the situation, and the applicant said, which is totally understandable and reasonable, that they'd rather proceed with a seven-member board rather than anything less than seven, since for a use variance, you need a minimum of five affirmative votes.
Right. So with the five that we have, they would need all five yeses.
That's correct.
If we had seven members, it increased the applicant's odds because even if there were a couple that voted, No, you might still get five.
That's correct. And the applicant is requesting to have the hearing continued to a date certain, and that you guys will discuss that. And then once you agree on a date certain, then an announcement can be made carrying it to that date certain without need for further notice. And then the only other thing I want to mention is that you'll want to get an extension of time within which to decide the application for at least 30 days past the date at which the hearing is going to be continued.
And just a side note, if you let the minutes reflect that Dr. Lewis has joined us. Okay, so we're going. Good evening, sir.
I'm sorry, this is Don Baker. He's the applicant.
Okay.
He's my client. I'm George Diltz. I'm here for this application. We understood last minute. And that's fine. Things happen that way in our world. The problem being is I was told that there was another matter on for your, I think it was December 9th meeting. Wasn't really aware of the length of time it might take.
Is that right, Denise? What do we have on the 9th?
We do. We have a platypus amended site plan.
Yeah, not to say that any outcome is for a foregone conclusion, but that application for platypus, I don't want to jinx anything, but it shouldn't take too long because they're seeking to amend a prior approval. It's not like you'll be, you know, hearing the thing without any background on it.
Right. It's a case that we've heard how many times before? Many.
At least twice, maybe three times.
Oh, yeah, we've seen these guys four or five times. So the point being that...
In other words, if they want to
time
go
for
December
you
9th,
after them, if you would right. like to do that.
Right.
We happen to have, you know, we have a pretty full agenda to present to the board. We're mm-hmm. very comfortable, but if we're sharing the evening and that goes a little too long, we'll yet be back another evening.
Yeah.
So I originally talked to John, let's carry it to your next available meeting, which was in January, and unfortunately some of my team can't be there, so we're requesting to be carried to your February meeting with the request that we be the only one heard that night, because I think we now have a total of 10 reports. I can report to you tonight that the majority of which we will comply with, but we do have a couple of big issues we need to cover.
Okay.
Thoroughly with you. So we'd like, I think it's the February 24th. Is that right, Denise?
That's what I'm looking at right now,
right.
Yeah, because we only noticed for the reorg meeting. I'm just checking. Okay, President's Day is the 17th.
Is January open, or do we have something scheduled?
January is open, but they can't make it January.
Oh, that's
what
right, because
you
you're professional. No. Yep,
and
right.
we reorganize.
Yeah, we have to reorganize.
Right. The good news is, my client's very understanding. He's not under any contractual pressures like a lot of people are. So we'd rather do it right,
okay.
get a complete meeting in. We have a couple issues that we can address now. I believe, Mr. Chairman, you had asked for a report from our planner.
Yes.
And we hadn't had the opportunity to get that together, so now we do.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask again about that tonight.
No, I apologize. There was a little miscommunication.
Sure. No, I understand.
Part, so, you know, it gives us a lot of makeup time, but we'll make that date work, and if you can, you know, announce that we'll be back.
So
the gentleman in the audience, I think Don knows him, but can we just have his name, because I want to talk to him after the meeting.
Hi.
As well.
Steve Babinski, 1050 U.S. Highway 22, your next-door neighbor.
Next-door neighbor.
Yeah, we talked.
Okay. Okay. You guys, we're going to talk later.
So Denise.
I'm sorry, can I just have the spelling of your last name, sir?
B-A-B-I-N-S-K-Y.
Okay, thank you.
And Tom, this is my other suggestion, that you formally open the hearing on this application.
Okay.
You ask Denise. I reviewed the forms of the notice and found them acceptable. Ask Denise. She reviewed the mailings and ask her if those are all in order.
Yes, they are. I reviewed them. There were actually two mailings, and they were both.
Okay, so I suggest, Tom, that you then say that the board has jurisdiction and then immediately adjourn it to this date certain with no need for further notice. And let's make it clear that because no testimony has gone in, that There's nothing for any board member who's not here tonight to have to review. Everyone who's here at the February 24th meeting would be eligible to participate and vote.
Okay. And Denise, that's the date 2/24, and that
yes,
works.
Yes, that's the fourth open. Monday. Yes.
And we can reserve the whole meeting for that.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So let it be deemed so. Hearing is open. And Mr. Babinski, you'll not receive another notice.
I understand that. Yep.
2/24.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If there's any questions, call the day before or day of. Call Denise.
I know Mr. Madsen. I want to call
him. That works just as well.
Yeah, no, I understand.
One thing further for your record, we hereby grant you an extension of time to hear this matter.
To what date? We're carrying the hearing to the 24th.
And then and you want to ask for an extension till the end of March? March?
That's fine, John, the end of March.
March 31. Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Denise, if you could just take very detailed minutes about this whole thing, and no need for a transcript because no one has to read anything, but let's just get detailed minutes on what everyone just said, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. You good with all that, Denise?
Yep. I am.
Okay. And is there anything else we're forgetting about?
Not for us.
I don't think there's anything else, is there?
Thank you all. Have a wonderful holiday.
Okay. Thank you. See you next year.
We'll see you in 3 months.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just in case. Happy Easter. Happy 4th.
Yeah. 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 Okay, going back to the top vouchers, there was one for Olds. What's the name of the
Olds 75 LLC.
Olds 75, thank you.
That invoice had to be revised a couple of times, so.
That's why it's a straggler. Okay. Looked in order to me, so I will move that we approve payment of that particular voucher. A second, please.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions?
I don't know what the applicant. I don't remember the application. I remember Old 75 by name, so I don't know if I'm eligible.
It was the building next door to the auto dealership on 22, and they were taking cars over there to take pictures of them.
Okay, then I'm abstaining because it's okay. The first I'm hearing about that.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's fine. And then so that. That passed, right? Denise, you've got that?
Yep.
Okay. And then minutes of October 28th were, it was surprising how long the minutes can be for a 7-minute meeting. Okay. So be it, how many pages it was. But, okay.
Again, it's the charts.
I know, I got it. I understand. I'm not complaining. It just struck me as odd.
Denise
saying,
just
wow.
Starts thinking of his own copy in like 3-point font and be all fine.
There you go.
If it was a page, I would have printed it out, but 3 pages, I decided to save it. Anyway, does anyone have any comments or corrections to those minutes?
No. I made the one correction that you...
I was there. Yes.
Motion to approve those minutes, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Second. Okay, Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Madsen?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, great, thanks. So next meeting is on 12/9. And
we will have the hearing for Platypus, the amended site plan.
Right, okay. And that shouldn't take too long.
Hopefully not.
Right. And then date for our reorg.
The reorg date is, it was already noticed with our beginning of this year, January 27th. I know.
January 27th,
okay. So you can do business. After you reorg, you can do business if you have any business. Not a problem.
Yeah, right. And reorg would take us half an hour, but we could certainly get a case in there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe yeah, not,
have
a,
something
not a full
by then,
case.
Yeah.
These guys are ambitious. They're going to finish in one night. I hope they're right. Maybe not. Maybe not. We've seen optimistic applicants before. But hey, maybe they're right. Never mind. And on the 29th, I'll bring a draft of the annual report, so we can look at that.
Do you mean the 9th?
When?
On the 9th. I'll bring a draft of the annual report, hopefully, and won't find
it. Tom, if you send it out ahead of time, I'll review it and redline it, because on December 9th, I have to be somewhere at another board that normally meets that night, so Katie is going to be covering the meeting for me that night.
Okay. Well, I don't think that we'll finalize the report on the 9th, because I won't be able to include whatever happened on the 9th in the report.
True.
But the reason I'm going to bring is because what's happened in previous years is I would put in notes about recommendations to the board, to the planning board, and then there'd be debate. And I thought maybe the better thing to do is to bring the recommendations early and let people look them over, and they can chew on it, and then we can revise them and adopt the report in January. So just give it a little more runway is the objective.
Great idea.
Okay. Anything else? No? Motion to adjourn?
So second.
All in favor?
Wait, so who was first now?
I was first, I guess. You were second?
Yeah. Okay. So all David.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Listen, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Done? Okay.